WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
But I'm worse. But it started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. Way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight it's a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like I'm too quarters and a heart down. And I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And my God, is it snowing in Cleveland. Holy shit. But anyway, joining me as always is the ever very full producer slash co-host slash handyman Sir Rockin.
I guess winter's here.
Winter is coming. Winter is here. Somebody go get Ned Stark.
Tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at the Twitter, on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WKLive to interact with us live, because yes, it is snowing in the Midwest. It is really snowing in Cleveland, and they're having a football weather, as they say. It's football weather.
This is why I question why places with snow don't have domes.
Because this is how you really play football, though. You play it in the snow.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is this really how you play football?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
This is how we play football. It's fun.
Sure.
It's
is
fun.
It?
Yes.
It's is
fun.
It?
Yes.
No, it looks uncomfortable.
It looks fun and more fun and more fun and more fun, because that's how football should be played, in the elements, not in a dome. I mean, if you want to play in a dome, you play in Dallas, and oh wait, their dome is, their building's falling apart. Yeah.
It's so tragic.
Like, Jerry Jones has the $1 billion, or I don't even know how much it costs, like, it's the $1 billion stadium, and the pieces of metal are falling from the top of it. Come on. Come on now.
That actually kind of It kind of scares me about Mercedes-Benz, I'm not going to lie.
Mercedes-Benz is fine.
Like, where'd they skimp on the construction?
And apparently there were more metal pieces that they were worried about, too, which is why they had to close the dome.
Oh, God.
Or the roof, whatever you want to call it. But hey, they closed the curtains for the Tyson fight, so... There was that.
How fancy.
Chat. So we're here at Night Talk Wrestling and four Night Battle Royale, the Ultimate Battle Royale experience. What's coming up? Because we're going back to OG full time. Full time OG. I'll tell you
I'm
all
so
the details.
I'm so excited.
I'll tell you all the details and stuff and some changes that are coming to the Battle Pass in the back half of this show.
Ding. So let's jump right into the news brought to our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Travis Scott is set to be a part of WWE Raw on the Netflix debut on January 6th in the Intuit Dome in LA. Cena, Cody Rhodes, and Roman are also scheduled to appear. So they're already stacking it up to be quite the debut.
Speaking of Fortnite, Travis Scott, everyone's favorite skin. The one that wants to be brought back for whatever reason. He'll be providing the soundtrack for Monday Night Raw going forward when they move to Netflix. So he'll be debuting a brand new song for Monday Night Raw. He'll be in attendance. Triple H announced it at one of the con things they were at. He was at over the weekend where Travis Scott was. So yeah. And apparently WWE going into the Inuit Dome, Dome. Whatever, how you want to pronounce it, got the Staples Center mailed. Man, they were mad that WWE did that.
Well, yeah, I can see why, because, I mean, WWE typically always runs the Staples Center whenever they're in LA.
Yeah, or the Crypto.com Arena. My bad, that's what it's called now, Crypto.com. But they were mad because, hey, we 15 years ago, we bailed them out, so they're going to this new place.
That was 15 years ago. How many times have they run you since?
Right? But, yeah. Which is why in March, AEW is running there for one of their pay-per-views at the Crypto.com Arena.
Can they fill it?
We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll talk about that. I have that in the news, too. We'll get there. We'll get there. We will get there. But this is the one I want. Revolution at Crypto.com. Sunday, March 9th. So there you go. We'll get more into AEW live events here in a little bit.
Yeah. So WWE unveiled the latest Performance Center class. It features 13 total athletes, including just two wrestlers. One wrestler is Lance Noi, the son of Samu. The other is Zarya, who recently made her NXT debut. Also signed is Elijah Holyfield, son of boxing legend Evander Holyfield, who is a former NFL player. Joining these three are Trill Williams, Camden Gagnon, I apologize if I said that wrong, Kyle Klink, Chase Klein, Tatiana Dumas, Haley Montoya, Serena Linton, Karen Best, Bailey Humphrey, and Darcy Khan.
No relation to Tony. But Lance and Hawaii.
Or Nick.
Lance and Hawaii. Son of Samu, a new bloodline. They've been spotting him. Now it's official that he is part of the class of WWE's new PC class. So congrats to him, Zarya, and all the rest. Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
We will see how it goes. They're looking for talent in all places, and we'll see if they can get it there. Always, because it's always interesting where they actually find people, you know?
Especially now with WWE ID, yeah.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting how they scout talent. And, you know, we'll get to see them soon enough, because NXT will be back on the road next month for the December 17th episode on CW. This time around, NXT will be from Lowell, Massachusetts at the Lowell Memorial Arena, so go get your tickets. They should be on sale.
They're on sale very shortly. They'll be taping two episodes that night. So it'll be like a 7 p.m. building start time, so it'll air on 1 hour tape delay on CW like they've been taping Raw, because they can send them home for the holidays.
Woo! You know what, honestly? Go ahead, sorry.
Or at least for Christmas Eve.
Can we just talk about that really quickly, how like WWE has made the decision to give the talent Christmas? Like, they're purposefully altering their schedule so that way people can be home for the holidays.
Yeah, they're home-ish for the holidays, because they will be back out on the road probably Christmas Day. Like, Christmas Day Eve, they're back out on the road. Some of them probably will be to travel, but they'll be home for majority of the holidays. For Thanksgiving, they're home before they have to leave on Friday, the Black Friday to go to Canada for Ooh. Survivor Series. Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. So they go to Vancouver, so most of them will be home and stuff. Yeah. It's a little bit of cost cutting, but it's a little bit, giving people a chance to be at home for the holidays. Yeah, so post shows will be taped going into the holidays, and then they're back live doing stuff for this, or back on the road December 26th for house shows and the Christmas house shows for a week. So, should be fun.
Should be really fun, so go them. Let's see. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was named Entertainer of the Year in GQ's 2024 Men of the Year issue, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, big honor for him. The final boss.
The final boss. Go see Red One. My dad's in it. Go see Red One. That's your incentive to go see it. WWE is to introduce a Women's United States Championship.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
If it travels, it's good. Because I don't know how I feel about secondary titles, especially in terms of pay-per-views. Like, if they're going to add another match on the pay-per-views, they could stand it. It won't really hurt anything if they add, like, a seventh or eighth match to a pay-per-view. But I feel like you do have a lot of talent, especially in the women's division, where it's like they don't really have a ton to do. And they've been trying to build the tag division, and that's really good. But you can't just make the entire division tag teams and factions, which is kind of what they're doing right now, in order to give people something to do and give people TV time and that kind of thing. So I think a secondary championship in this instance, like one secondary championship, not two, one, is a good idea. Like, I feel like if they did a women's IC title, that would be overkill. But like a US championship, that would be good. Because it gives somebody an opportunity, or several somebody's an opportunity, to really shine. And it also adds something to the division on the whole, because it's like now you can, like, in addition to the women's Money in the Bank, in addition to the women's Royal Rumble, now it's something, well, you know, so-and-so can hold the fact that they were the longest reigning U.S. champion, and that's why they should be in contention for the title or for the main titles, or they should get a spot or whatever. It just adds another accolade to the mix. And it's kind of something that they've done in NXT, where there's a secondary women's title down in NXT. So I'm not against it. I want to see how they do it, because the one thing that I don't want to see happen to it is kind of like where they just have it and they forget about it, sort of what they do to the tag titles. So like, if they do it right, or don't do it at all, kind of thing.
Yeah,
but what are your thoughts on it?
If they do it right, it will work. Kind of see them doing both. I see an Intercontinental title coming, because they announced the brackets and no Raw women were in the bracket, so that was a little concerning that it might just be a SmackDown only thing. But maybe the SmackDown women will compete for it or become the first champion, and then they can cross brands, and that'll be fine. Because there are a lot of talents, as you mentioned, that could that deserve a run with a championship, but won't always mm-hmm. be the top champion. Because as good as Mia Yim is, Mia Yim probably won't be the women's champion, but she could be the women's United States champion. Just like Chelsea Green, she could be the United States champion. They probably won't position her as the women's world champion. So it's like, you have enough talent out there that deserve a championship and some accolades, and if you can put it on the right people and every third week on television have that belt defended, I'm good with that. You build a contender, have the belt defended on TV every 2 to 4 weeks, I'm good with that. Make it a feature, make it a featured match too on television.
Yeah, I'm also good with the fact that, like, it's the US and the IC title have always sort of been that testing ground for the next person that they're going to move up into that upper echelon, and to see how they handle it, and, you know, how the crowd sort of handle them and that kind of thing. And so this is another way that, you know, for like the people that you mentioned, your Chelsea Greens, people who they might be considering, well, do we want to move them up into that main title picture, or do we want to keep them where they're at? It's a really good test to see what they do with it, kind of thing. So
yeah, and it's working down in NXT, where they had Kalani Jordan hold it first, and now Fallon Henley has it. It's a nice test of like, hey, we're giving you a chance to be a champion, so solidify yourself and sort of figure it out. And
if you do it, give it to Chelsea Green first, mm-hmm. please. Give it to Chelsea. This goes back to like a discussion you guys were having on WTR a couple weeks ago. Give it to someone like Chelsea Green first. Here's why. She will take the ball and she will utterly run with it. That, or give it to Piper Niven and let Chelsea Green I promise you it will be entertaining as all hell. And it could make one or both of them. Sorry, I had to. Anyway, moving on. WWE star CM Punk has joined the upcoming sci-fi horror series Revival in a recurring role. No announcement on what it will be, but he is officially on the show. So Punker is kind of maybe looking at outside project.
I mean, there's enough time to do some other things for him right now. So go take care of some outside projects.
And the door is open for him to do it. So go ahead.
Yeah, because with the lack of house shows and stuff, there is time to do other things.
So ding, go him. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for more details.
Yes.
Moving on to AEW. AEW has issued a press release announcing that for the first time, Collision will be held in partnership with GalaxyCon Columbus on Saturday, December 7th at the Greater Columbus Convention Center. This replaces the planned Collision at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, which was canceled earlier in the day due to poor ticket sales.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Poor ticket sales. Which, we'll just finish the next part, then we'll talk all about it.
All right. AEW will also be running three straight nights at the famous Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City during Christmas week. The first stop is on Friday, December 20th for Ring of Honor's Final Battle pay-per-view, bringing ROH back to the Hammerstein for the first time in 5 years. On Saturday, December 21st, it will be a live episode of Collision. And then on Sunday, December 22nd, is just a show. So tickets go on sale on Monday.
They'll be it's Dynamite. They're taping Dynamite on the 22nd.
Okay. All right. That's fair. It doesn't say anything about that. Yeah, it doesn't say Dynamite. It just says Sunday, December 22nd. So I guess it's just a show.
No, they're going to be taping Dynamite on there on that day. So, included in all that, they also announced that they're going to be doing smaller venues in the start of the new year, including the Knoxville Coliseum, and the Bojangles Coliseum, and the Harris Karaoke Cherokee Center, and other smaller venues. They're building a smaller like set kind of thing. I guess they're reworking their production to fit into smaller venues where they're not doing 10,000 seat buildings for the TVs. They're doing 3,000 to 4,000 seat arenas so that they can light up the arena and sort of make it look like it's an active area and stuff. So, which is smart for them because the buildings have been looking very dark and the sound has been off. The crowd's been quiet because you have a big arena and a small crowd. Well, if you have a small crowd in a small a decent-sized crowd in a smaller arena, it'll be much louder on television to sort of bring back the atmosphere of the original show. And since they're moving to Max and still being on Turner, or not Turner, on TNT and TBS, a better presentation will be good for television and make your product worth watching. Ding.
Agreed. Yeah, I think in terms of them going to a small arena, that is a very, very, very smart call on their part. It's good financially. It's good for the crowds. I know it's not as sexy as running the big buildings. Like, I get it. They want to run, you know, the Staples Center, and they want to run the really big buildings for their TV. But it just doesn't make a lot of sense if you can't fill them and you're wasting money. And it's a bad look.
That's why you do bigger buildings for pay-per-view, which you've been able to fill. But for weekly television on a Wednesday or a Saturday or the random Thursday taping, it's a better look.
Yeah. So best of luck to them filling all the arenas. And go buy your tickets and go enjoy. Moving on to TNA, Mike Bailey has departed the company. He's headed for AEW, so congratulations to him.
His contract, he's still under contract with TNA until the end of the year, but his dates are done. He's fulfilled all of his contractual obligations to them and should be starting with AEW in January. People thought he would be starting right away. That is not the case because he's still under contract, but has no more dates. So he'll be with them shortly.
Well, I mean, that can be good. He's going to get a nice little break over the holidays. So he'll be able to kind of rest and recharge and
work some indies.
Get himself ready. Yeah, work some indies and, you know, get in a good place when he's heading into AEW. But not to say that he's not in a good place. I have no idea. But, you know, just a break is always good, especially when you're moving companies. It's always good.
Yeah.
So this one hits close to home. TNA Wrestling's annual holiday toy drive and food drive helps the needy right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Back-to-back nights of action-packed pro wrestling at Center Stage, December 13th and 14th, and in conjunction with the final TNA wrestling shows of 2024, the company today confirmed plans for its annual holiday toy and food drive, set for December 13th and 14th at the Final Resolution live event on Friday night and Impact TV taping on Saturday night, both held at Center Stage. All the fans are encouraged to bring in new unwrapped toys. TNA partners with the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve's Toys for Tots program, which distributes toys to economically disadvantaged children at Christmas. The Marine Toys for Tots Foundation is a 501c3 not-for-profit charity created in 1991. So good for them. Congratulations.
So yeah, go get a toy for a kid and go see TNA in action.
Ding. Go. It's a worthy cause. Go help. I wonder if you could just like drop a toy off, or if you have to like actually go to the show.
I think you probably just drop a toy off.
But go buy tickets. Go to the show. But if you can't go to the show, you could always just drop off a toy.
Exactly.
That works too. So with that, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we are diving into the world of Fortnite. Where are we dropping y'all? Because Fortnite OG is going full time. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything. You already hear, cause that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass, next to the mausoleum.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what
they didn't like,
and
what left them completely confused.
What?
It's The Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Now at 10 p.m. Eastern.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree, and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And by that music, if you are not familiar with it, well, that is the sound of Fortnite OG. Y'all, we are going back. Chapter 1, Season 1, all the way up to Chapter 1, Season 10, over the next 10 months in Fortnite. Let's go. Boomer Fortnite is here, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
So it's interesting, because they've not officially announced exactly how long it's going to take, but they say it's back permanent, which has me wondering and questioning, what does permanent mean in terms of longevity for it? Because if once you start cycling through the season, what does that actually, like, once you've done it, can you cycle back around? Because they're also not saying Chapter 1 is just the beginning of Fortnite OG and we're recreating everything there. That's really my main question about, like, Fortnite OG and, like, the changing of the chapters. Because when you, last year we went back to Fortnite OG for Chapter 4, Season 5, or whatever you want to call it. They called it Fortnite OG. We went back to the original map, but it was not the original map. It was halfway through, and we never really experienced everything that the original map had to offer. We got different parts. We got part of the snow biome, we got part of the desert, but we never got, like, what it fully meant to be OG. There was no original Moisty Mire. There was no original map without a Tilted Towers. There was not a majority of the things we used to, like, you know, you got some of it, but you didn't get, like, there was no pirate stuff, that, or, like, the pirate area or a volcano or anything. You missed a lot of it. And with them going back to OG, we're going to get a bunch of that. We're going to start from the most basic version of the map. Like, when I say basic, it's going to be basic. You're going to have your tomato town, and you're going to have a few other retail row and stuff like that, but you're not going to have Tilted. The first month, people are be like, where are we dropping Tilted Towers? No, you're not dropping Tilted Towers, because Tilted Towers did not come in right away to Fortnite. It was an ever-evolving thing. Tilted Towers came in, I think, Tilted Towers Fortnite.
It was like, what, 2 or 3?
It first appeared
it had to be early.
During Season 3. Three of the game. So it wasn't there. But we're going back to the original, in our original map, which is a very, very basic Fortnite Chapter 1 season, where, like, you had Dusty and Retail and Tomato Town and the Wailing Woods and a bunch of others. Greasy Grove was in there, Moisty Mire, Fatal Fields. But yeah, there was, like, this empty area. There was no Shifty Shafts. There was no everything. There was no, like, Snobby Shores wasn't a thing back then. You had a mini racetrack. But yeah, that's where you kind of sort of go back to the basics. And there was no Haunted Hills and the like. But that was ever evolving. And we're going to see that map ever evolve again, which is very nostalgic. But it's also going to be very weird, because it's going to be zero builds as well.
Oh, that's going to be so... That's going to be... Honestly, experiencing OG in zero builds, and also doing the Chapter 2 map in zero builds, is a really eye-opening experience.
Yeah, because they're not built for it.
No, they're not built for it. And it was like, oh, it's like, because I remember us playing on those maps, and it's like you had to build. You had to. That was the whole point of it. You had to build. So, like, just for rotation, especially on the Chapter 2 map, oh, hell, you have to build just for rotation purposes. Those mechanics don't work too well on the Chapter 2 map. So it's going to be, especially for zero build, it's like for OG, oh, that's going to be interesting.
They'll probably add ziplines and, like, the ascenders and stuff like that to kind of help. But I honestly, I hope they don't. I hope they make you struggle.
I can see, just for rotation purposes, them doing like the zip lines. I can see them doing the rifts, like what they've done on chapter two, where they have the permanent rifts just for rotation purposes to help people get around. Because the other thing with it is I will be curious to see if we get cars. I don't think we will. I don't think we're going to get any type of vehicles in terms
OG,
of rotation.
In OG, you get you're going to get OG rotation, I would assume, because that map's not built. No shopping cart eventually.
Shopping cart didn't come into like chapter or season five.
Season five, yeah. I said eventually, yeah. You're gonna get shopping cart and golf cart, and I would keep it as close to original as possible. And people will complain but remember back then we didn't have Sprint.
Yeah, they're gonna keep Sprint. They'll keep Sprint and Mantle, and they have to.
Yeah, because we didn't have that back in the day. The map was very slow and very slow paced. But yeah, we're gonna get the very basic forms of the map, and I'm curious to see. Again, so once we're done chapter one, do we go to chapter two OG next year? Or do they like circle it all back again in 10 months? Hey, you're back to chapter one. And it's like, because it's like, the way they phrase it as permanent is it's very confusing, and especially if they want to evolve it. It's like, you can only hit that well so many times. And chapter one, season one is not the map people want. They want season three. They want season four. They want that map. I'm excited. By the way, it's this part of the season starts December 6th. The brand new season of Fortnite starts December 1st.
Yeah.
For people wondering. And before we get to continue on getting a little bit deeper, there's a little bit of announcement that Fortnite made over the last couple of days about Fortnite Crew that we need to talk about.
Oh, go on.
So Fortnite Crew, which is $11.99 a month, grants you the Fortnite Battle Pass, 1,000 V-Bucks, a crew outfit every month, bonus styles if you continue on, and the Rocket League's Rocket Pass. However, starting on December 1st, Fortnite Crew will now include the Music Pass and a Lego Pass, and at no additional cost.
Let's go.
As an active crew member, it's $130. But you're getting a lot for your buck, and I pay it every month. So it's cheaper than buying new video games. As an active Fortnite crew member, you'll be able to claim premium rewards from all passes in Fortnite starting December 1st, and playing any experience will progress all of them simultaneously, yielding tons of rewards as you gain XP. When new passes arrive in Fortnite, they will be added to your Fortnite crew subscription, including the new Fortnite OG pass. So Fortnite OG is also getting its own battle pass. More details to come. Changes. Go ahead.
Just in terms of the cost of it, it's worth it for the battle pass, because you would pay at least $12 for the battle pass every season just to buy it.
It would be $10 for just the battle pass alone.
So you're getting the skin plus the battle pass. That justifies the cost of it, because you get pretty decent skins most of the time, and you would not be able to get that again for the money. So
there are also a couple changes, by the way, which we'll get to. Go ahead.
Okay. But like the addition of the other stuff that we've been gotten over time, and then plus now they're adding more of the passes to it, is, and they're not raising the cost, which thank you Epic for not raising the cost, because fucking everybody else is.
They did raise a cost, but we'll get to that.
Of course they did. But anyway, go on.
For new subscribers, here's how the crew works. Currently works. When new battle pass goes live, you can unlock and claim rewards from pass as long as it's live, even if you unsubscribe from crew during that time. For new subscribers beginning December 1st, premium rewards on the battle pass will only be available to claim if your Fortnite crew subscription is active. This means if you cancel crew, you cannot claim any battle pass rewards from the battle pass. And you will only be able to claim them until the end of your current billing, and not for the remaining duration of the pass. For players who are currently subscribed to Fortnite Crew or subscribed to before December 1st, there will be no change to how you claim premium rewards on the Battle Pass. If you cancel after December 1st and resubscribe after your subscription has lapsed, you'll be considered a new subscriber, and claiming premium rewards on the Battle Pass require an active Fortnite Crew subscription. An active Fortnite Crew subscription is required to unlock and claim premium rewards on the Music Pass and Lego Pass for both new and existing subscribers, as well as any other passes added in the future. If you purchase the Battle Pass, Lego Pass, or Music Pass separate from the Fortnite crew, you'll still be able to unlock and claim premium rewards on those individually. as you normally would. So what that does means you got to stay an active subscriber if you're brand new to it to unlock everything. But if you've already unlocked everything, it's yours. So if a season lasts 4 months and you finish in two and you don't want crew for those 2 months, then you're good. But you only can unlock it if you're an active member, which makes sense. It's also stopping people from starting and stopping canceling the subscription. They want you to stay long term, which makes sense. And one other thing, they did raise a price. The battle pass is now more expensive. It went from 950 V-Bucks to 1,000. So it's really not, it's 50 V-Bucks. It hasn't really like changed much.
So it's not too bad.
No, it's still, you still buy the same amount of V-Bucks. So it's just evened out. The real money price of V-Bucks will remain the same. You'll still be able to earn V-Bucks through leveling the Battle Pass. The 25 Battle Pass reward bundle will now be 1,800 instead of 1,850. And the battle bundle of both Battle Pass and 25 Battle Pass rewards will be available for 2,800 V-Bucks. I mean, it sounded like it was going to be bad. I said, don't worry, it's not going to be that bad. But they did raise it. So yeah, that's kind of how it goes. So there's going to be a lot in the Battle Pass now. It's an actual worth it thing to buy on the regular if you can afford it, where it's like, hey, you're getting everything. And they throw you, I would assume, there's one music pass in the 3 month period, at least one Lego pass in that 3 month period, and you're gonna get the Fortnite OG and the regular Battle Pass. I mean, that's a pretty good, you know, thing. You get an extra skins and stuff. That's a big to do. So yeah, the conclusion of all that is, Fortnite OG is having its own battle pass, which makes me wonder what we're going to get from it, especially if we're cycling through seasons. So it's like every time we cycle, we get something new, or are we not able to unlock things as we go because it's tied to a new season? I have many questions about that.
Yeah, I have some questions. I need to see how it works, but they're trying things.
They are.
We'll see if it, they're experimenting. They're trying to make it better. They're trying to improve. They're trying to make it worth it. But they're also trying to stop people from abusing the system, because it's like, yeah, once you sign up, you can sign up for Fortnite Crew. You get the reduced battle pass. You get all the rewards for it, and then you can just cancel it. So they still get their money either way. But the whole point of the crew is that they want you to sign up and forget about it and stay a member. Like, that's the whole intent of it, is they still get their money every month as opposed to just, you know, one shot and they're done. So yeah, I think it's them in terms of them saying, well, you only get the rewards if you pay every month. It's like, yeah, that's them being a little bit of a stickler on it. Cause it's, well, no, it's you don't get to just sign up for the battle pass and then cancel it and then get everything anyway. No. You have to pay the money. So in that chance, you are raising the price on the crew a little bit, because you're requiring it now to be a monthly fee on the battle pass versus you just doing the one time and then it's out. But you can also just pay the money on the battle pass and not sign up for the crew and still get everything.
And you can buy them all individually. Because each Lego pass and music pass are 1,400 V-Bucks on their own. So it's like, you're still, if you want them, they become cheaper because you're paying less for V-Bucks. We're basically the same amount, and you're getting additional V-Bucks on top of it. So you're not spending those V-Bucks. Going back to what they're going to end up doing, this also includes, we're getting the old weapons. Yeah. Old shotguns, old ARs, like we've been getting in the Chapter 2 OG.
Or oh my Chapter god, 2 it Remix. Smells so good. It smells so good.
We get the original ARs, but the original ones, we got the TAC SMG, we had, like, and everything was, if I remember correctly, and my memory's pretty good on it, the weapons were very, they're very, like, basic. The original Fortnite weapons, Chapter 1 weapons, Season 1 weapons.
I think it was like pump, AR, maybe one or two SMGs, maybe a sniper?
Fortnite Season 1, I'm gonna tell me by the weapon. Let's see. Over the first ones were solo, duo, squads, and 50v50 were the things.
Oh my god, 50v50! Holy shit!
That they brought in. But yeah, no, you had a pumpkin launcher, I think, at one point. The original
for Halloween. For Fortnite moves,
yeah. Wish this would. Yeah, the suppressed submachine gun, an assault rifle, a smoke grenade. Your weapons were very basic. Wish there was a thing that told me everything I want to know. The Zapatron was in there for 30 minutes. But yeah, that also was the debut of Renegade Wanner.
I saw Skulltupa in the shop.
Skulltupa was in the shop, but you do your Renegade Wanner? My favorite streamer card is JG. He wears Renegade Wanner all the time. Anyway, but no, we're going to go very basic on weapons, very basic on movement. Everything's going to be very simple going back. And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know how many people in the game are ready for this. And there's going to be a lot of people who've never done this. They did OG, but they've never gone, they were never here for like the beginning. And like, it's a cool experience, but there was a lot of things that you take for, like, as much as we all complain about the changes they've made to the game and the movement and stuff like that, mantling and sliding was never a thing. You did a death slide trying to get down a hill.
Yeah. You couldn't mantle. Like, we wish for mantling. You had to build. That was the whole thing. Like, mantling sort of took away the necessity to build because you could climb. Like, before, you couldn't mantle. If you couldn't make the jump, you had to build your way up.
Or get down off a mountain. You had to slide. You had to do the truss fall down the mountain, catch yourself with a build, so you didn't slide down far enough, like the three stories enough to take fall damage just by sliding down a hill. We take for granted now sliding down a hill is easy.
Yep.
We didn't have that.
Yep, I remember that.
We didn't have it. We didn't take fall damage coming down Chapter 2's map, but on Chapter 1, yeah. Yeah. That was a lot of...
I remember
you
that.
You had to catch yourself on a mountain. You had to have that build. That always goes back to the famous Lupo ninja clip of him dropping one piece of wood so he could build himself back up and couldn't. Greatest clip of all time. But yeah, like, having that ability and doing things like that, it's totally different. It also makes me wonder that they're releasing this 5 days after the new chapter. How much confidence do they have in this new chapter? That's been my question from the beginning. Because, like, Chapter 6 is coming out. How much do you believe in it if you're giving us this 5 days later?
Well, here's the thing. Like, from what I've seen, like, I've seen things for Chapter 6 and the Chapter 6 map. And we always know that, like, the first season of the chapter is just, it's like you're getting to know it. You're getting to know the new weapons. And so, in this sense, what they're doing is they're giving people an alternative, which I very much like. Because it's, okay, all right, so here's a brand new map with potentially brand new weapons. You have to learn the game all over again. And then here's Fortnite OG. So if you want to go sweat your balls off in Fortnite OG, you can do that too. So I like that you're getting to kind of pick your own experience there.
Don't forget about Reload.
Don't forget about Reload. Is Reload staying?
Reload staying, yeah. It's a permanent mode.
I get Chapter 2 forever?
No, that's Remix. Reload.
Oh.
Reload.
I want to keep Chapter 2.
Chapter 2 goes away in 9 days.
No.
Reload is staying. And apparently another mode's coming as well.
But I like that they're doing that because originally when I started playing, I started playing after Rock. It's all his fault that I'm into it. Originally you had multiple different modes that you could go into. You had 50v50. They did Royal Rumble, which was originally an LTM, and then they made it permanent. And then you had several other LTMs that they would cycle through in addition to the regular Battle Royale that you could go in and you could play. And it was nice because, especially for builds, where when people began to like really get proficient with it and really start to do like competitive style building in pubs, the game kind of became unplayable. And it was just not fun to play. And so it was nice to take a break or just not go into the regular Battle Royale at all and go into modes like Royal Rumble or 50v50 because the sweats hadn't discovered it yet and they didn't know about it.
Team Rumble.
Huh?
Team Rumble.
I'm sorry. Team Rumble. Royal Rumble. Whatever. Team Rumble.
The food one. The Disco Domination.
Yeah. Those were the LTMs. But yeah, like Team Rumble, because we played a lot of Team Rumble because it was like you there for a while you just could not play the regular game because everybody was just like sweatomania. And so it was nice to get that break from the game. And you have and then they had also introduced like Playground where you could just go run around on the map and have fun. And they've introduced Creative, and Creative has evolved into what it is now. And you can get that break if you want, like if you want to go run death runs or if you want to go do whatever, you can go do that. But it's also nice to have alternatives with the regular map to go in and play and have fun, or go in on, like in this case, OG and have fun. Like it's nice to be able to do that, because it's like if you're just playing the BR over and over and over again and you're having a bad experience and you're having a bad time, eventually you're not going to want to play it. And I think they're seeing that, where it's like there isn't that mix of modes where that people can just go in and play. Because part of the problem with creative is like creative is wonderful and the stuff that's being created in it is just exceptional. But it's like you have to find a map, you have to figure it out, you have to see if it actually works, all this other stuff. So it's a kind of a bogged down experience versus, oh, hey, I can just pop into OG and I can go play OG, or I can go play Team Rumble, or I can go do whatever. So it's like it's an easier experience for people that maybe they don't want to sort through the thousands of maps that are in creative. Because, yeah, it's like Rock's experienced this. I've experienced this. I think everybody that plays Fortnite has experienced this, where at some point you just experience burnout. You're just tired of it. You're tired of like dealing with people trying to dunk on you and trick shot you and be competitive sweats in no builds or in builds and trying to be like, oh, hey, I'm going to hit a 360 no scope while doing a 90 and a backflip. Like, fuck you. Just play the game. So it's like, and when you experience that time and time and time again, like I said, it's not fun and you stop playing. And that's what they don't want people to do, is they don't want them to stop playing. They want to keep people in the game. They want them to keep buying the battle passes. They want them to keep buying the crew passes. That's the whole point. So it's like, why? So it's like we have to give people options. And that's what they had kind of taken away, was the options in Fortnite. And now they're bringing them slowly back, because it's like, all right, let's test this. Let's see how this performs. Because especially for OG, when they brought it back last year, it did really, really well. People enjoyed it quite a lot, especially the old school players that had been calling for the Chapter 1 map for a long ass time. Like, we have been asking for the Chapter 1 map since Chapter 2. Like, can you bring it back? Can you put it in a permanent mode? And they had always said that they couldn't bring it back because of like the new engine, because that was the whole point of the Chapter 2 map, was that they moved engines and they moved on to Unreal 5 or whatever.
Which they've continued to move engines as we've gone, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like they've always said, you know, we can't bring this map back because of reasons. Well, you know, now they're able to bring it back and now people can go and enjoy it and people can see what made Fortnite, especially if you want to go and build and actually see what it was like in the beginning to run on that map. So I like that they're doing that. In terms of how they're going to evolve it, I don't know, like, I've seen people discussing this and talking about this. I kind of figured they would maybe do it like once a month.
That was the talk of it's once a month that we transfer seasons. I would maybe, I don't know.
I do it like once a season.
No, you're going to lose people that way. You have to evolve it. I would do 6 weeks, once every 6 weeks, kind of extend it for a full year. Because once a month, you're going to, like I said, it'll be done in, you said, 10 months. And what do you do from there? Because you can't roll it back, I don't think. Again, permanent mode just kind of, maybe we run through all the seasons and then we get a combination of the map at the end. Because you can only take it so far.
I can kind of see them doing like 1 through 5 and they evolve it that way. And then they do like 5 through 10 and you break it up over the course of like time. I don't know though. Like I get the sense that with the reload and them bringing back the old maps as tweener maps, is they are testing. They're testing the engagement. They're testing to see what people want brought back and what people enjoy in the game.
Yeah.
Because as we've moved maps, as we've shifted, I think they've seen a decline in the game, because it's like every time we move to a new map, it's a brand new experience for everybody and you either love it or you hate it. And there's always that sense of nostalgia. It's like Rock and I and Brent were talking about this, where Chapter 2, it was our map. This is where we really kind of came together as a team. This is where we really learned how to play together. And we just did very well on Chapter 2. And Chapter 2 was always like just a really generally fun experience for us, up until kind of the end of the map where they just destroyed it. But like, we always had fun with it. We always enjoyed it.
They sure did destroy it.
Yeah, they destroyed it. And so like, it's that nostalgia factor. It's like running around and going back, and it's like, oh, you know, I can take my leap of faith off the top of the crane at Dirty Docks. It's stupid, but it's like, it's that triggering that memory of, oh, we've had so much fun on this map, and oh, I get to do this again, or I get to see, you know, it's like I get to go see all my favorite POIs again. And I get to, you, if you experience the story the first time, because this is back when Fortnite had lore.
lore, what's that?
Right? Then you remember the lore tied to this map and what happened before and then what happened after. Because like for right now where we are in Chapter 2, they didn't do it, but the map flooded. And the flooded season was actually a lot of fun, minus the sharks. But the flooded season was just a blast, at least to me. Just being able to swim around the map and have a good time and like rolling around in boats and stuff. It was like the car season, but with boats, but better. At least in my opinion. So like,
and that only lasted for a few days too.
It only lasted for a few days and then they brought the water down. But there was like, there was this moment and they kind of screwed up on the event because you only had it for a few days, but you had like walls of water replace the storm.
Yeah, that was on purpose. Like it was... Because the device broke and you know, the storm became just water and you floated. if you got sucked up in the water, you kind of got pushed and died.
Yeah, you would get flung out of the water and killed. But no, like, I thought the duration of it was supposed to be longer, like it's supposed to be weeks, and they couldn't get it live, and so they had to like delay it.
No, it went as intended, and they wanted to keep people were like, all right, we're gonna die into water now. Okay, we're done. So and we yeah. made sure we got to the end really quick.
Yeah, they were smart about that. So it's like, it's that nostalgia. The last season in Chapter 3 was my first Fort Nightmares experience and I was traumatized. I respect that tremendously. The Chapter 3 was when the one where they turned the map orange at the end, right?
No, that was Chapter 2 we went orange because of the cube. Chapter 3 was chrome, I think.
Oh, yeah, that was chrome. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I hated the orange and I hated the chrome.
Kevin made the map orange. That's how what happened in Chapter 2. It destroyed it.
The island died and they had to flip it. That's right. That's right, because in Chapter 3 became the chrome. That's right.
Dwayne and we were all like, this is... Dwayne saved us and, you know. He flipped the map.
Mr. The Rock. Yeah. Mr. The Rock Foundation. But yeah, no, it's that nostalgia factor of just going back and remembering it. And then there's people who never experienced it, who never got to do it the first time. And just sort of like you hear people that did play it talk about it. And it's like, oh man, I wish I could go back and do that. And they're giving people the opportunity to do that and go back and experience and play it. And by making it a permanent mode, it's like for the people that want to go play Chapter 1, Season whatever, or they want to go back and they want to play on the Chapter 1 map because that is their map, that is their home, they can do that. I'm not saying they're going to bring all the maps back live. I very much doubt they'll do that. But for Chapter 1 and Chapter 2, I get why they're doing it. We'll see if they test Chapter 3. I will not be as excited for Chapter 3 because I didn't really like Chapter 3's map. But, like, because it was just the other map flipped. The event was cool as fuck, but the map was not. Because it was just, like, the short chapter between 2 and 4. So it was like really, really short, and then we went on the Chapter 4 match, which was gorgeous.
It's actually been the same map. The funny thing is, that was a full year. Chapter
I know,
three.
But it.
No, but I'm
it
saying
was the
chapter,
long seasons.
Yeah, but I'm saying Chapter 4 was shorter. It was actually 10 months. That was 12 in time. Just if you think about it, same was this. Chapter 5 was 10 months or 11 months compared to 12 months for the other one. So Chapter 3
It just felt shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but my point was that it actually was the longer of the last three chapters in comparison. But yeah, it'll be fun. I wonder if they'll throw in some event stuff in between, as like even if it's video, just to transition from season to season. Be cool.
The only thing that I wish is that they could kind of explain it, because again, I go back to the lore, and the one thing that I miss is the lore and the little teases that we get for the next season and that kind of thing. Like, they don't really do that much anymore, and I understand why, but it's like every character, especially in Chapter 2, that was like the first chapter that we really got bosses and villains, and you had, you know, all the bosses on the map, and it was like Shadow versus Shield. And I think in the end, Midas turned, or he was a double agent. We never got to see the event, so I don't actually know what happened. And that like impacted the results for the next chapter, because the whole point, the whole reason the map flooded was Midas was trying to break the storm. He was trying to stop the storm for some unknown reason.
Shadow versus Ghost, not Shield.
That's right. Shield. I always call it Shield because it looks like a shield. But Shadow versus Ghost. But like that kind of thing where it was like it was thematic, it had like lore to it, it had story to it, and it led into, and that was the first map, or that was the first time that we actually saw the IO and we got to like go outside the map where we met Jonesy and we heard Jonesy like actually speak for the first time, that Jonesy's a real person. We got all that lore in chapter 2 and then in 3 and then kind of in 4. And when Donald Mustard left,
he left in
three. the lore left with him.
Well, he left in 3, actually. 4 was just leftover stuff, but he left during 3. He left during Vibin in chapter 3.
Vibin was 4.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was on the map of Daddy. Vibin was the map of Daddy.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
Nope.
I thought it was.
Nope. Chapter 3, season 3 was Vibin.
Oh, okay.
The summer season.
Oh, that's right, because it had the fucking tree. Mm-hmm. I was confused, but yeah. Then we got the Daddy map.
That was chapter 4. No, season 3 was his chapter 3 was his last thing, and Vibin was his send off. It was the last thing he worked on. And then all the lore went away.
That's what I wish they would bring back, is the lore. I wish they would bring back the story, because I know it's like a BR. But, like, there was a plot to keep you interested. And they kind of do it. Like, they're doing the whole storyline with Hope. But it's like, no.
It's hard to learn the story as you're fighting.
Yeah, it's like, at least I know they had saved the world, but at some point I would love to get a Fortnite story mode where you actually go through the story of Fortnite.
And there are props to some people out there on the internet that do all the videos for lore. And there are people in UEFN creative maps that are trying to recreate the Fortnite events, which is cool.
God bless them. I still say the coolest event they ever did was the one that it was like the solo event, and you went in like one, and it was like you and Jonesy running around the map.
Well, I think it was the bounty hunter event. Which one?
It was the bounty hunter one, I think.
Oh, it was like the prelude. It wasn't like the full event. It was like the prelude or something to the chapter.
Yeah, but it was still fucking cool.
Yeah, but that was like the mini event to start the season. Because they didn't have like an end of the season event. They gave you a beginning of the season event. Yeah. It'll be cool. It's going to be fun. So new Fortnite coming.
I'm excited to try it. I'm excited to play it because I never got to experience Chapter 1, Season 1. I started playing in 5. Rock was started playing in what, 3 or 4?
I think I played 1, I think. But I started really playing at the end of 3. Because I have like one cosmetic from Season 3. And then everything else from season 4. But like I tried it like based on, because I did this when we went back to OG originally. I was looking back and I remember trying it, not having a fun experience because I was never a shooter person. Mm-hmm. And I also had an issue with my Xbox at the time, I think, or a controller issue, which was stopping me from fully playing it. But I remember trying it and then I came back to it. And then I started watching Dr. Lupo and Ninja, and then here we are. The rest is history. Everyone, pon pon. So here we are. Fortnite
here
OG.
Here we are. So. Go ahead, sorry.
Fortnite OG, it's coming.
Woo!
I say we're done.
I think we're done. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday, CB Radio is live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Yes, we're back with CB Radio. We have a greater than great debate. We'll be live 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday at Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to preview Survivor Series. Monday night, double feature, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern with the Raw Post Show, followed by CB Radio Not So Live, live at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, or after we're done talking Monday Night Raw, to talk all things AEW Full Gear, and we'll see where Lindsay plays as the AEW expert.
Oh, God.
Tuesday, we are live with the Rax Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular.
At 10 p.m.
Tuesday at 10, because, well, Thanksgiving is next Thursday. Yes, Thanksgiving is here, which means Christmas is very, very close. Very, 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 very close. Yay. But, so yeah, we'll be live for a special edition of the Rack, the Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular next Thursday, next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You support channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rock and Sock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop. Rep Gamester when you buy Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish. More Snoop Dogg dances, anime, superheroes, and more. Why?
We are hashtag epic partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And you can follow me on the TikToks, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films. That's youtube.com/MBG1211 for all of his content. Give him a like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.